Before the U.S. invasion of Iraq, fully half of all marriages registered in Baghdad's main family court were between Sunnis and Shiites. The sectarian violence there since has changed all of that, and now the figure is only about 5%. As NPR's Anne Geralds reports, love does not conquer all.
A few days before their wedding, Sarah Omar, a Sunni, and Louay Ali, her Shiite fiancé, sit in a hotel coffee shop, far from their violent neighborhood. They grew up blocks from each other. They fell in love before the war. Sarah is a teacher. She's 29.
Even after the fall of Saddam and the sectarian violence, our love just increased. We were convinced these sectarian problems were temporary. We knew they were wrong.
Wrong, perhaps, but the problems didn't go away. They got worse. Sarah's brother was killed by a Shiite militiaman. The couple's marriage had already faced tribal opposition. Now the burden was sectarian hatred.
Before all this, my family would have preferred me to marry a relative. You know how it works here. They like cousins to marry. But after my brother was murdered, the other uncle stepped in and forbade the marriage altogether.
Not only by words, they roughed up Sarah and her mother, threatening them if they went through with the wedding. She didn't dare visit Louay.
After her brother was killed, her family said all Shiites are the enemy, but they should hate the person who killed her brother, not all Shiites.
For months at a time, they couldn't see each other, contacting each other only by cell phone.
To avoid more trouble, we told the uncles we had broken off our relationship.
Even with the wedding the next day, they still hadn't told Sarah's uncles about the marriage.
We know the uncles will find out after the wedding, so we expect trouble. But I hope that they will give up. Even if I get killed for this love, I will be a happy martyr.
They got married at a courthouse. Their reception at a hotel lasted perhaps 10 minutes. Almost none of Sarah's relatives came. She wore a white loose-fitting gown, a style here known as the Islamic wedding dress. Given the lack of festivity, it looked more like a burial shroud. Louay said that all young men should marry across sectarian lines to end the often deadly sectarian tensions in Iraq. The Iraqi government agrees. In one of its few efforts at reconciliation, it gives $1,500 to every mixed couple.
You feel happy when you hear the government encourages us to marry and lets people know we are not making a mistake.
Mistake or not, it won't be easy. Sarah will now move those few blocks across the invisible line to live with her new Shiite husband and in-laws, cut off from her own family by the sectarian divide she's bridging. And in Iraq, as women whispered at the wedding, a woman's own family is the only protection she has if a marriage goes bad. Now, if there are problems, Sarah's family is more likely to be a threat than a help. Anne Geralds, NPR News, Baghdad.